Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's take a trip around the NFL. Well, earlier today on Get Up, Marcus Spears was breaking down the play of Carson Wentz.
Highs are very high, lows are as bad as you can possibly get. Now, bear with me when I say this. This reminds me personally of Jameis Winston. How many times have we said Jameis Winston looks like a top five quarterback when he's playing at a high level? And then when he plays terrible and starts throwing interceptions, which Carson Wentz is doing this year.
C-Dot. Is Carson Wentz to Jameis Winston a fair comparison?
No, I don't like that we do this. If you're the 10th through 20th quarterback in the NFL, we just call you Alex Smith. It doesn't matter how you play, you just get called Alex Smith. If you're the top draft pick that doesn't meet your potential, now you're going to be Jameis Winston. Let's not do Carson Wentz like that. Let's not call him turnover Jameis. He's been bad. He ain't been that bad, though.
It's also not something that's followed him his entire career, turning the ball over. So this year he's been awful. Two touchdowns and four picks for Carson Wentz. But last year, 27 touchdowns to seven picks. You'll take that. The year before that, 21 touchdowns to seven picks. That's not bad. The year before that, his MVP almost season when he got hurt and the Eagles went on to win the Super Bowl, he had 33 touchdowns to seven picks. So it'll probably even it out. I mean, obviously he's not taking care of the football the way that he's supposed to, but I don't think it's fair to compare to Jameis Winston. Jameis last year became the first member of the 30-30 club in NFL history with 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions. Carson Wentz has 39 career interceptions to 99 touchdowns. So it's not fair, although certainly not the trajectory this season that Carson Wentz was planning on heading in.
I mean, you know my stance when it comes to quarterbacks. The two best stats used to evaluate a player is completion percentage and yards per attempt. Carson is way down in both of those statistics. He's just not accurate. And I thought the one thing coming out of college that he was going to be able to do, especially after we saw him in the NFL, is he was going to be a guy who could complete 65% or higher of his passes. He's completing less than 60%. I mean, he's showing you Josh Allen type accuracy without any of the athleticism. That's a major problem.
For his career, he's been the guy you're describing. 64% completion. Like I said, 99 touchdowns to only 39 picks. But this year, yeah, it's been bad. 58% completion percentage, two touchdowns and four picks. Very rough start for Carson Wentz and the Eagles.
Two of the oldest quarterbacks in the NFL coming into the 2020 season both played in the AFC South with Tom Brady and Drew Brees. Terrez Paylor was on the show just a little bit ago, and he answered who has been better so far this season.
So far this season, we've seen a little bit more in Brady. He's pushed the ball downfield. He's actually made some throws. I've studied him very closely the last 2 weeks. And his interceptions were interceptions of communication and timing, not of like a lack of arm talent. What we haven't seen the Saints do consistently is push the ball down the field. And this is something that goes back to last year a little bit, too.
C-Dot, do you agree with Terrez and that Tom Brady has actually been better this year than Drew Brees?
I mean, I guess. He's been a little bit better. He has a little bit more left in the tank than Drew Brees. But does he? I mean, Drew Brees, you just can't win with this quarterback. We gave you the stat. He has two completions this year over 10 yards. He's only attempted seven passes. Like, you can't win a Super Bowl with a quarterback who protects the football that much when it comes to throwing the ball down the field. You just can't challenge modern defenses doing that. I think Brady has a little bit left more in the tank, but not much, especially because he has his full complement of weapons right now and Breeze doesn't.
Of the 35-plus-year-old quarterbacks in the NFL right now, two of them do have gas left in the tank. It's not Breeze or it's not Brady. I would say that I've been very impressed with Big Ben and Phillip Rivers. They both looked a little bit better than I actually expected through the first couple of weeks. You know who Tom Brady looks like? I'm sorry, you know who Drew Brees looks like? He looks like Tom Brady looked the second half of last year when he didn't have the arm strength, when he didn't have the accuracy, and quite frankly, when he became a below-average quarterback. That's what Drew Brees looks like. He's not throwing the ball accurate. He's not throwing the ball long, and he's not winning football games. It looks a little bit like when Peyton Manning turned into ashes right in front of us Chiefs fans a couple of years ago. This is it for Drew Brees. I'm not saying they pull him and put the backup in. Who's the backup anyway? Who's the backup in New Orleans? Do they have an option right now?
I would assume they would put in Taysom Hill.
There's no way they're actually going with Taysom
Hill. He's a rich man's Lamar Jackson. Everyone knows that.
They've got to have an actual backup on the roster, right?
It's Jameis Winston.
Oh, yeah.
It is Jameis.
Mm, good point, Rob. Then, no, I don't know if you, now's not the time to go with him.
Are we sure Jameis wouldn't be better?
You can't do that to Drew Brees.
I'm asking honestly.
I'm not saying no to your question. You can't do that to Drew Brees.
I'm asking seriously. Are we sure that Jameis, with a coach like Sean Payton, are we sure that he wouldn't be a better option?
He would be, but you start that next year. You tell Drew Brees you're done. You can go play for a different team if you want to, or you can just retire and then start the Hall of Fame clock. But there's no way next year they would choose Drew Brees over Jameis Winston. No way. Okay. Not now, though.
I just was curious.
Speaking of Tom Brady, his former team is now quarterbacked by a very healthy-looking Cam Newton. And that Patriot team has looked good early going in this season. With Cam playing like that, and New England's coaching staff, are they actually a Super Bowl contender?
I'm not ready to call them a Super Bowl contender just yet. I am willing to admit that I was wrong about the New England Patriots. I do want to see how Cam's body continues to hold up, and can he keep up this high level of play? But right now, the New England Patriots, with that defense, have a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. And with Cam healthy and running the football, they have a top 10 rushing attack in the NFL. We already know what Belichick is going to do with that defense. He's going to be the mad scientist and go in and tinker. But they have gotten much better quarterback play than any of us had anticipated. So I'm not ruling out that they put themselves in the conversation, but I do feel pretty confident the Patriots are going to make the playoffs.
Cam's been really, really good, and we know that Bill Belichick can coach up a quarterback, and he's certainly done that this far. I was listening to Cody Ingold earlier today, and they mentioned the fact that Jeff Driscoll signed a bigger offseason contract than Cam Newton, which is just crazy because Cam Newton has played like a top 10 quarterback. And that's what we kept saying. If he's healthy and he's a top 10 quarterback, then the Patriots are a dangerous team. But Rob's question was, are they a Super Bowl contender? And the way that I see it, let's say Cam gets his team to the playoffs. Well, then he's probably going to have to beat Lamar and Pat, or Pat and Lamar. And I don't know if Cam Newton or any quarterback is capable of doing that. So they're good. They're overachieving. I'm impressed with Cam, but Super Bowl contender, far from it.
Speaking of Jeff Driscoll, the Broncos have a new backup quarterback. It is Blake Bortles. Carrington, John Elway just can't help himself, can he?
Have you ever had a friend and he breaks up with a girl and then he brings another girl around and she looks almost identical to the one that he just broke up with?
Mm-hmm.
That's what John Elway does at quarterback. He clearly has a type. 6'5 or taller. Big, sturdy, quote-unquote, big-arm quarterbacks. How many of these guys is he going to get? Brock Osweiler, Blake Bortles, Drew Locke. It's a carbon copy of the same individual.
Joe Flacco?
Yeah, Flacco. Carbon copy of the same individual. And I love Drew. I hate throwing him in that category, but I got to.
You're talking about a doppelbanger is what you're talking about, a guy that goes after the same girl. And, yeah, I've had many friends like this. And that's exactly what the Broncos quarterback situation has been since John Elway's been there. Look, John Elway is one of the best quarterbacks of all time, but for whatever reason, he has no idea what a good quarterback looks like. You just gave us all the names, the Paxton Lynches, the Brock Osweilers, the Tim Tebows, the Trevor Siemians, the Joe Flaccos. Do we really think that this one's going to work out? No. It makes a lot of sense, though. Like, if you're a bad quarterback for some reason, John Elway wants you in the fold. So he needs, at this point, he just needs a guy that's a warm body. And he's praying that Blake Bortles doesn't actually go out there and play a game for the Denver Broncos. As a Chiefs fan, I'd love to see it.
Somebody brought up Paxton Lynch. I forgot about Paxton Lynch. They drafted him in the first round.
They traded up for Paxton Lynch.
They drafted Tebow in the first round. They traded up to get Paxton
Lynch.
That
wasn't Elway, though, to be fair.
They got into a bidding war for Brock Osweiler. Like, the quarterback position has been handled as bad as any team in the NFL not named the Cleveland Browns since Peyton Manning was their quarterback. And let's not pretend like Peyton chose to play for the Broncos. Like, there's this crazy recruiting process. Peyton basically said, I'll talk to a couple of teams. The Broncos are one of them. He liked his visit with Elway, and he signed. Let's not give Elway too much credit for that. When he's had to go out there and try to find a quarterback or groom a quarterback, it's been an abject failure.
Last one, and I know it's early, but the NFL has 11 2-0 teams. Carrington, of those 11 2-0 teams, who is the biggest surprise to you?
The Chicago Bears. I mean, they should have lost the game to the Lions. Like, let's just go ahead and call it what it is. They should have lost that game to the Detroit Lions. They didn't. They won that game. They also looked pretty impressive against the New York Giants. Now, I'm not here to say that the Bears are some legitimate contender. You asked me who is the biggest surprise to be. The Chicago Bears are 2-0.
No, it's either the Raiders or the Rams. And you tried to tell me about the Rams. I just wasn't buying what you were selling. And the Raiders, they haven't exactly beat the who's who. I don't think New Orleans is a great football team. I think Drew Brees is getting old right in front of us. But you beat the Saints, that's a pretty good win. They've been the last three NFC championship games. The Raiders, I figured at best, Rob, would be 1-1. They're 2-0. To me, that's been the biggest surprise.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.